Stuart Ellis.
BBC Radio Stoke.
Memory, hearing, sight, even personality loss, just some of the devastating consequences of head injuries. Almost 2,500 people in Cheshire suffer a head injury as a result of road accidents, falls, assaults or medical causes. During Brain Injury Awareness Week, the relaunch of HIP, Head Injured People in Cheshire, is taking place at Crewe Alexandra. Gavin Newby is a consultant neuropsychologist who refers some of his patients to the charity and works with them too. Hi, Gavin.
Hello, Stuart. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Just heard an amazing, inspirational story from Neil there. From your point of view, what's it like for somebody who's living with a head injury?
Unfortunately, I didn't hear the previous interview, but from what you said, basically one of the things I really want to get across to your listener is when we're thinking about healthcare, we're thinking about something usually like a broken leg. You might be out of action for a number of weeks, a number of months, and then more or less you get back to normal. After a brain injury, we're talking about the kind of problems that your previous interviewee was talking about. They persist, they last, they really affect how people live their lives. If you're in your late teens, early 20s, when you have a brain injury, this can really alter the kind of career you have, the education you have, you might miss out on family. It's an absolutely kind of potentially devastating thing. But one of the things I also want to get across is that it can be very subtle too, because it's not like you're wandering around with an axe in your head or a sign in your forehead saying, I've got a brain injury. A lot of people will look like anybody else, and the problems that your previous caller was talking about are the things you experience, like having a very poor memory, and it's very easy to get the wrong end of the stick if you ask somebody to do something at work and they've got a brain injury and they forget to do it.
And one of the things that Neil picked up on is that his wife, obviously hugely supportive, and she got him back, but he's not quite the same Neil that she had before. And sometimes some with people, they may never be.
Absolutely. I've just been talking at the presentation for the Head Injured charity, and the thing that I talked most about for the audience was about changing personality. Loads and loads of times, I spend as much time with families as I do with people with brain injury themselves, and wives particularly will say, he's not the man I married, he's very different, his personality is very different. And that's one of the most pernicious, horrible things about a brain injury, is it can change who you are.
Mm. Now, HIP in Cheshire, Head Injured People in Cheshire, yes. Explain what kind of a support the charity offers.
Right. Anybody who's known to us in our clinical service for the acquired brain injury service, or indeed anybody who wants to Google HIP in Cheshire on the internet, they're available for any part of the journey after a brain injury, be it it's just happened to you or it was 20 years ago. They offer the chance to meet up with people who've had a brain injury. For example, they have a regular coffee morning in the centre of Crewe, where it's just a chance to forget about all the professionals, forget about all the people with fancy titles like me. What's really helpful and supportive is to spend time with other people and families who've experienced, hear about how they've got around difficulties, and even just hearing that they've got the similar difficulties to you. And that's one of the most important things that they do. They do a variety of social events. They've been narrow boating. They have Christmas events and things like that. So it's regular events throughout the year, but also opportunities to meet up with other people who've had a brain injury.
And as you say, not just the people who've had the injury, but also the families and the other people who are affected by these as well.
I always say, one of the reasons why we're there as much for families as we are for patients themselves, people with brain injury, is that it doesn't just affect the person with the brain injury. The nature of the difficulties affects the whole family, be you a husband, spouse, daughter, son. It affects the whole family.
And obviously we mentioned that it's National Brain Injury Awareness Week, and you're choosing this time to just sort of relaunch the charity, remind people it's there. Is that a good opportunity, I presume?
Absolutely. All your listeners, if you look out for things in the press, I think today is the National Wear a Hat to Work Day. Obviously in terms of brain injury, we want people, you guys on building sites, to be wearing hard hats, you cyclists to be wearing your cycle helmets. But just to raise awareness for the charity, you know, drag out that baseball cap. I'm currently wearing a crown just for a laugh, just to draw attention to things. Why not? Well, I thought it would be boring otherwise.
It'll get people talking, which is the main thing you want to do, of course.
Absolutely. It is as much about you know, getting the message across, because brain injury, it's not like, you know, one of these big things like cardiac problems or diabetes or stroke. These are really important things. There are lots of, you know, government initiatives. Brain injury can sometimes be, you know, one of the forgotten areas of healthcare. And because this is a lifelong thing, this is something that we as a whole society need to be looking at and taking more account of.
All right. Thank you for coming on to talk to me about it, Gavin.
Pleasure.
Nice to talk to you. Gavin Newby is a consultant neuropsychologist working with HIP. That's Head Injured People in Cheshire, the charity, as he said. If you pop onto to a bit search engine, and you'll find more details on them there. 9:56.
On FM, AM and digital radio.
This is BBC Radio Stoke.